True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say?
That guy knows.
Let me say. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
They're confused.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Women and children are fleeing out of Chickies.
Fleeing. But the dudes are staying, and that's what we care about.
The dudes are like, this rocks.
Yep. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies in South Philly. Big games and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We got tagged in probably 7,000 times.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy in a, was he in a cavern somewhere? Or was he rowing?
Yeah, he was like on a lake.
He was like on a lake somewhere where there's this huge echo, and he was just singing that song.
Yep.
And we got, I must have got it sent to it by the 4,000 different people.
So many DMs. Yep.
That is the, I used to think, boy, isn't it sad that the one thing that I'm known for is the Philadelphia 76ers. But as it turns out, there's going to be a second. It will be the Philadelphia 76ers and One Last Breath by Creed.
Yeah, bringing them back.
A little bit better. 215-592-9494. It's Overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Phils win 7-3, but strike out 19 times. I say there were
19 productive strikeouts.
19 good strikeouts. I was impressed. I felt better about the Phils than after yesterday's game and their approach to the plate. I'm not kidding. They were good strikeouts. Do you feel better or worse about the game? 215, about the Phillies after that game. 215-592-9494. Big Aaron in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Big A?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's everybody?
What's up, Big A?
Big A.
I feel worse. If I'm Zach Wheeler, I would go every time I pitch, go up there and say, give me an extra $1 million. Because they do not swing the bat for this man. He goes out there and just, that's why he didn't win a Cy Young last year, because they don't hit when he pitches.
That is not the reason why he didn't win Cy Young last year.
Why didn't he win?
Because he had three blow-up starts that brought his ERA down. He did. That's it.
All right. But was they swinging the bats for him during that time?
That had nothing to he allowed,
still,
like,
you got to score runs when he's pitching.
No,
they don't score runs when he pitches.
You're talking about win loss record? Is that what? Because he controls when he allows home runs to other teams, like what happened in Baltimore, and against the Marlins, and against the Yankees. Those were the three starts that cost him a Cy Young last year.
Yeah,
I know. No one wants to hear.
Come on, Big A.
Do they swing the bat for him? Yes or no?
All I'm saying is that did not cost him the Cy Young.
Yes or no? Do they swing the bat for him?
Yes, majority. You're right.
I mean, Aaron, they won.
Well, he wins the majority of his games. They're not all 2-1 wins or 2-0 wins.
They squeak them out.
Okay.
But he loses a lot of games when they're on here. I don't care with nobody.
All right.
I'm going to leave that.
You got your thought, stick to it.
Now I got something else. Man. Scott Marsh, get rid of him. All right, 4 strikeouts. He's no good. Bring up Crawford. Bring him up now. Stop with the experiment. He's standing at left hand.
Well, what is the deal with Crawford? Is he how far away is he from?
I mean, he's starting the year in AAA.
He should be able to.
I mean, real prospects shouldn't start the year in AAA, should they?
Well, why not?
I mean, go from double. Like, real prospects don't spend much time in AAA.
Well, they don't have anywhere to put him right now.
Okay.
So.
What, in the major league roster?
Well, and it's big league balls in AAA. Like, so AA, they don't use MLB balls.
Oh.
I'm just saying that they moved her.
Oh, boy. Really is Jackie baseball.
Well, what do you want me to try to explain to
Okay.
I'm trying to explain things to Big A. He's not listening.
How old is he?
21.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, Marsh is what he is. I know they were hoping he would be an everyday center fielder, but he's a platoon player. I mean, that's what he is, right? I mean,
probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's one game, but he does this thing every year where he has a 8-game stretch where we say, hey, maybe he can be an everyday player, and then he always ends up at the end of the year settling into what he is.
It was disappointing yesterday because I did think in spring training he was working better at bats against lefties, and yesterday seemed like a big step back. Like it looked like nothing had changed. Now it's one game, whatever, but it was disappointing from that standpoint.
Okay, now I'm switching.
Okay.
You know, we need Cooper. I mean, we're
going to get
it, man.
We've
had a good white player since Bobby Jones.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jones. Hold on, Keith Van Horn.
There's one way to look at it.
Yeah, we're a good white guy.
You know I like the Caucasian brothers, man. I like them.
Well, we all do.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
In this city?
I mean, we need somebody, man. We need somebody that can, get the fan base hype again. And I think this kid can do it. So,
well, he actually can play, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he needs to be white. We liked Iverson.
No, he got to be a white guy, man. We need some white boys on the team, man. How many times I got to say this when I call on the Eagles? See what Coop did last year?
Yeah.
See what Coop did last year?
Yeah. Huh? First white guy to ever play for the Eagles.
Yep.
For the Sixers, though, man.
There's only been only two significant process era six. Three, I guess. White guys, Dario, TJ, and Redick. I can't think of another. So in the last 12 years,
yeah,
you might be right, Big A.
Yeah. Did anybody say Prince? I like Prince.
Prince is a huge now. Prince is
Prince pop
or is he a rock star?
So Prince is borderline. Prince is a rock star, and I believe he was a pop star. Now, when you look at the first Prince album, is called Love Sexy, and he's like
that
naked on
pop.
The front of it. No, that it was pretty pop. I mean, it's certainly. Oh boy, that's
that gentleman again. Yeah. Where's Taz?
Nowhere close, of course.
Break.
Yep.
Talking to the waitresses.
Is he?
I have no idea. Okay. Sorry, I didn't.
Prince is a good answer. I think Prince had pop hits. Thank you for the call, PK. Yep. I love you as always. Prince had pop hits, but I would not consider him a pop
star. Did everyone know he was as great of a guitarist as he was?
He's always been a great guitarist.
Because I always look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame video when he's playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
He crushes it.
And it seems like everyone was like, well, I didn't see that coming.
Everybody knew.
Okay.
Everybody knew.
His guitar is famous. Or, you know what I mean? He had the white guitar.
Yep.
Like Prince. Yeah, Prince is an instrument guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Prince is a brilliant musician. It's almost, he had pop hits. Calling him a pop star almost feels like an insult to him, even though I don't consider calling somebody a pop star an insult, but he was so much more. He was an incredible guitar player.
Prince, Michael Jackson.
Prince. Not even close.
You don't even answer.
I know one Prince song.
Yeah. No, I love Michael Jackson. Yeah. Michael Jackson, a much bigger pop star.
No, you gave the right answer.
Yeah.
I know who was better.
Yeah,
I know
Prince.
Mike was bigger.
Yeah, Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
Would you give the same answer?
Yes. That's what I said. You gave the right answer.
Final song at my wedding that the band played was, I requested that it be Purple Rain.
Oh,
and I said to the band, I was like, full solo, full 7-minute version of Purple Rain. And they were like, you want the whole solo? I said, I want the whole solo. It was the only song I picked, the final song.
Did he do it well?
They crushed it. We had a great wedding band.
Yeah, see,
ask me, do I remember the song?
Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah, you know I don't.
Last song of the night? Absolutely not.
Was I even there still?
I don't know. You probably hit the wall by the last song of the night. I don't know if you were
Taz,
there.
Taz, how many shots we had by the end?
Yeah, it was a lot.
By the way, can we bring the wedding bands back? I've been to a lot of weddings the last couple of years. Feels like everyone's going more towards the DJ.
DJ.
A good DJ is fine. I have nothing against DJs.
No.
A great wedding band can change what the wedding feels like,
I agree.
I think.
There's nothing like a good wedding. The
you're never getting a wedding band at a black wedding.
No.
That's not happening.
Why?
Nope. I mean, how much cover music can you play that unless it's an older wedding?
Just curious.
I'm just saying young people want to hear the music that's out.
Like, they can do Bruno Mars and stuff.
Yeah,
but stuff like that.
But you're not getting whatever rap music is out there.
No. That's a good point. Yeah,
you're not getting Glorilla.
No.
Yeah, dude.
And wedding bands. Yeah, young people like Elliot, right? And wedding bands are... it's not cheap. A wedding band is like
it does seem like it's more work. Yeah.
Well, it's like seven people usually in a wedding band because they're all trading off vocals, all that.
And you got to feed them.
Yes.
Seven
you do have to
plates.
Feed them. Yes, yeah. That is seven plates. $125 a plate? That's not
at least
nothing.
Another $1,000 right there, man.
All right, I see why people go with the DJs.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
What did Elliot have? Did he have
a DJ. I think a band and DJ.
Because I thought I saw people up there.
Now, we had a band / DJ. They DJed and played music.
That's a good thing, too.
So I think he had that because he was up there with the band.
Yes, that's what I remember, yeah.
Dude, and of course, privileged Spike over here. But we not only had a band, but we had two of them playing at the ceremony.
Oh, Jesus. Nice.
And cocktail
hour. Go ahead. Yeah, keep it going.
Wasn't my money. Of course. I hadn't earned enough by then.
I was going to say, he spared no expenses.
Yep.
It was a great wedding.
It was. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Daddy. 215-592-9494. All right, Ike, before this devolves any further.
Hey, Mark's Jewelers is looking for a few good artisans. Now, if you're an attention to detail individual with a passion for making people's dreams come true, then Mark's wants to talk to you. Mark's isn't looking for people who just need a job. They're looking to build careers in metal smithing. How about diamond setting and computer-aided design and manufacturing? Now, that's because the team at Mark's are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Get your career started in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com. Again, that's marks-jewelers.com.
All right. So, future Eagle Micah Parsons, is looking for another contract.
Uh-oh.
Per the Dallas Morning News, Calvin Watkins, Parsons is expecting to ask for $200 million total and more than $40 million per season on his next contract. Parsons currently signed through this season with a $24 million club option. I have to ask you, Ike, we had only seen this money for quarterbacks. And this isn't quarterback money, but it is like in the realm of quarterback money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think an edge...
More than some quarterbacks.
Baker Mayfield's making 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Right.
I know an edge is important. But, like, I wonder if paying edge guys this sort of number. We just saw the number that Miles Garrett got. Mm-hmm. We saw the number that Max Crosby got. Mm-hmm. Worth mentioning, now there are highly paid quarterbacks on bad teams, but worth mentioning that the Browns stink and the Raiders stink.
Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys stink.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on the situation of the team, but paying this much for an edge, just...
How much was it again?
$40 million a year.
$200 million overall.
$200 million overall.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Jalen Carter's
it's coming. I was ready to say, yeah, what do you think we're going to pay a defensive tackle who doesn't get as many sacks as Michael Parsons?
What do you think matters more, a great tackle or a great edge?
It's tough to say because really it depends on the caliber of player. Like, I can't tell you. Aaron Donald, as an interior lineman, was probably the best defensive lineman in football, edge or interior.
Right.
But then you look at T.J. Watt and you look at Myles Garrett.
Yep.
How could you pass up on having that type of talent on your team? So as it pertains to Michael Parsons, I can say this because I don't believe the Eagles are going to get Michael Parsons because I don't know how you have two guys making that type of money on your defense plus the offense that we have. But Michael Parsons is the type of player you pay that type of money at his age.
Yeah.
25 years old. I mean, what is he averaging, 10, 12 sacks a season in his first 4 or 5 years in the league?
He's got, 55 and a half?
Like 55 sacks in 4 years. Like, he's a productive player. Like, I'm not telling you that it equates to winning. That's what happens when you have a guy like Myles Garrett who's as good as he is on a bad team. You're basically wasting the talent that's there. Now, Michael Parsons, on a solid defense with a complimentary offense, he's phenomenal as a defensive player. He would be your defensive player of the year.
Yeah, like, I wonder if bad teams are going to see this coming.
That's the thing there.
And say to themselves, you know what? Like, maybe the problem with the Browns is they waited too long to trade someone like Myles Garrett. Like, I just wonder. I don't think it's a bad move for a good team. Mm-hmm. And I understand that the position bad teams are in, you only have so many good players and you can't let them go. And the other thing that's happening is, as the cap goes up, we lose perspective as to what $40 million means, you know, like in context.
Yeah.
I'm just like if I can imagine a bad team paying a quarterback top money. I get it. A bad team paying an edge top money seems like you're just asking for it.
But you bring up a great point, and it takes gumption and bravery for a team to pass on spending money like that on mediocre players. But you're absolutely right in your overall thinking that why would I spend all this money on someone that isn't going to really be a difference maker?
I'm not going to win because I have him.
Right. So like Saquon. Saquon is great for us because of the situation that he's in. But you put Saquon on the Giants and it's wasted talent.
Right.
So I looked at the Giants not paying Saquon as they pretty much like, we can give him $20 million a year. We're not going to win any more games than we're winning right now. We're just paying a running back $20 million a year.
Right.
But here, it's a great fit. It's why we wanted Bijan the year after the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, because it made sense. You put Bijan with an offense that's already stacked. Now, you're going to get the production that you're looking for from the running back position, and it's going to make your offense that much more dangerous. We get to sit now. Saquon is better. So we saw it to the championship level, but that's what we were envisioning when we wanted Bijan coming off the Super Bowl loss. That was the year to add a running back to an already stacked offense. So that's what it's like with Myles Garrett. I mean,
Michael Parsons.
If we didn't have Jalen Carter and what it's going to cost him, bringing Michael Parsons over to this team and giving him that, it would be worth it.
Right. Because he can put you over the edge.
And you can add players around him while you already got an offense that's pretty good.
Right.
But the Cowboys are going to be stuck paying him. And it may not do anything for them.
Well, the crazy thing is they're stuck paying. It's such a weird team because they do have talented players. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb is a talented player. Dak Prescott is much.
Well, Dak gets 60 a year.
Right.
CeeDee is getting 30 something a year, I believe.
Even with the restructuring, it's up there.
And then now you're talking about having to pay Michael Parsons $40 million a year.
For a team that you don't think is going to do anything.
All because, it's the Howie getting the deals done early.
Well, it's getting the deals done early and hitting on guys that are not making. You know, anyone could go out and spend money on three top free agents. Mm-hmm. You need all the other players, yep, too. You know, you need a whole roster.
I will say this. I'm going to give Jerry a little bit of a pass.
Uh-oh.
Because I think the Cowboys, prior to this past season, those years when they were winning 12 games, 13 games, they had enough talent. They got to the playoffs and folded.
Right.
We get to the playoffs and go to the Super Bowl and win it. We take advantage of it.
Right.
The Cowboys have had talent. They just get to the playoffs and their quarterback can't get it done.
Right?
I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, they had a good enough team.
Yeah, you had a good enough team.
To do something.
Yep.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike is right. Research shows that strikeouts are actually a good thing. The Pew Research Center.
All right.
The Pew.
Pew. Pew, pew.
That's right. A good one.
They were productive strikeouts. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says.
When they walk into the Pew Center of Research, do they all just like the finger guns?
Pew, pew. Yes.
Yeah, they should.
John finger Gannon? Guns everywhere. Yeah. Yep.
Shots fired.
What's next?
It's perfectly normal to think that even though Jalen Hurts doesn't pass the eye test, I'm so very proud and encouraged by Trey Turner for trying his best and taking his time at the plate. Spike at Chickie's.
Always a Jalen, dude.
Well, there was no dagger last night, I guess.
Yeah.
Does Trey pass your eye test?
No. I mean, in the year I've watched him, like every single game, he does not.
Wait till he heats up.
Yeah. Wow. I want him to pass the eye test, but he has not. What's next?
When you think about it, saying strikeouts are a good thing is actually a genius take. Elliot's take on players being able to gamble on themselves.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew an Elliot line was coming in there.
Oh, dude. You sounded like Elliot.
Yeah. Well, Elliot said, Elliot started in on you or backing your spring training walks are actually meaningful, equating it to Jalen's performance.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
Elliot also texted me, interesting timing given it was 107 and the quote-unquote wedding started it too.
Yeah.
But he texted me asking how to find individual players running and runners in scoring position stats. And I was like, Elliot, what do you need that?
Yeah, you don't need him. Like,
what are you doing right
now?
You don't want him cooking up more.
No, I don't. It's like, sorry, I'm just looking for Schwarber versus Harper with runners in scoring position.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, that means he's cooking up a take.
Oh, okay. I love his baseball, baby.
Yeah, what's next?
Strikeouts a good thing? Explaining what small ball is? A segment just about bunting? Guy asked a couple of questions about sweet tarts, and now he's the baseball expert on the show. Jack in the producer booth.
Yep.
Sweet tarts.
I like baseball.
It's back to Trey Turner with the candy again.
Yeah,
poor guy.
You know, the shame about Jack is like, Jack.
Hold on.
Jack wanted me to come back here and be able to talk to
Phillies. I did not want you to come back. let's get that misnomer out of the way.
Once he knew I was coming back, wanted me to be able to talk about baseball. I can do it, and he hates it now.
First off, that was not my text.
Okay.
Second off, yeah, I think you got a good eye.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, but even worse, he has a strong opinion.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
Yeah. What's next?
Spike at the end of a typical call. You're boring. You're not smart. You're boring. Spike at the end of today's Gary and Vineland call that started with a compliment to Spike. I've actually been thinking lately about how good of a caller Gary and Vineland has become. Frank in Ardmore.
That is what Jack said. That is not what I said. Jack complimented him as a caller.
Disagree.
He is a very good caller, though.
Makes a lot of sense.
He makes a lot of sense. What's next?
Great discussion about Bohm. A grown man not being able to control his emotions is always a bad look. Period. Finally, someone said it. Chuck in Mount Airy.
Well, you know, listen. You're not going to see Chuck crying. He may not be able to control his emotions the other way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's never going to cry. I don't know if he's ever cried.
And, well, the time he wasn't allowed on Space Mountain as an adult. What's next?
Spike's not out here doing live reads for products he doesn't believe in. He's clearly an actual Blue Chew customer, as evidenced by his oddly erotic reaction to Kevin O'Connor's mic setup. Mike in Havertown.
It was a lot.
Was it?
Oh, I was just like, it was big. Oh, like it sounded a moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're so used to having everybody on the phone.
So, yeah, I think we start doing that with Elliot.
Absolutely. So we can see what he's wearing.
Broads.
Yeah, Broads.
Broads. Broads. Well, you won't be able to see what he's wearing because.
Yeah, no, we'll have it in the studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They told us we can have the Zoom, like, right on the screen in front of us.
Nice. Huh.
Yeah, so we can see them.
Elliot's dumb little setup where he has soccer stuff behind
him. Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing he does, we got
to
tell him.
Attention to it.
He does it without headphones.
Oh, this has been your thing for a while.
Well, yeah. Yeah. You can't do audio without headphones. What's next?
Buzz, sorry for always showing up on Fridays to tarnish this well-oiled machine. Spike doesn't talk for half a song after coming back from break. Jeff in Newtown Square.
I don't like this text line.
Text line.
People are on your ass.
I know, text line. I didn't know we were coming back.
I know you're sitting there. Like, because usually I know when you're going to start talking.
Yeah, yeah. You go in.
And you just
I didn't have my headphones on. I didn't know we were coming back.
Can't do audio without headphones.
Yeah. See, you got it. Well, it's been a good week. We appreciate you listening to us. We will be back with you on Monday. From the ballpark for opening day.
Yes.
Well,
we'll be at the studio, and then we'll be at the ballpark on Tuesday.
As long as it's right. And then are we doing the push-ups?
At the ballpark, yeah.
Oh.
We haven't started promoting it or anything. But
that's a good idea.
I was asked if I could do the 250 push-ups at the ballpark leading up to opening day, which I will do right in Hugh's face. Right in his face.
Awesome.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back with you on Monday. Coming up next is Brains. The guy that got Torts fired.
He got the belt.
And he's got the belt.
He got the belt.
The attitude on this guy. He's going to puck it up or whatever the hell
puck
he said.
Puck it up, yeah.
Rod was probably so proud of puck it up.
Oh, he loved it. Well, he said Rod came up with it.
No,
he didn't say it, but we know. All right, thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.